It's Out of the Newsroom with Anna. Good morning, Anna.
Good morning. Did you guys have a good weekend?
Yes. Had a great weekend.
Good.
Did you?
Yeah. It was good. I don't really want to talk about my weekend, but
it's not. So as we say around the building, not for air.
You know, Oh yeah. Not for air.
Okay. Well, thanks for coming in and telling us nothing then.
Oh no, I was gonna ask you guys. I thought, are you guys coming up on 3 years of your show together?
Yeah.
Yeah. In September.
Yeah.
I was gonna ask, like, do you guys ever like look back in your life and be like, wow, like how did I end up here?
I think Trisha does that a lot. I think frequently she's like, what kind of penance am I paying?
But like, did you guys ever think, like, this is what I want to do? Like, this is where I'll be. Like, this is what the job
did,
I have.
This is not what I thought I would be doing.
What did you think you'd do?
My degree is in criminal justice.
Oh, okay.
So when I was in college, never in my wildest dreams did I ever think I would go into radio. Never. And then I was an adult and married, had two kids, and the opportunity presented itself. And at first I was like, what? No, me in radio? No. And I don't even see that happening. And now here I am 11 years later, still in radio. Loving every minute of it.
This is quite frankly what I wanted to do.
Oh, really?
This is my dream, was to someday have a really great morning show that was popular and that I could come in and be silly and tell crazy stories and play great music and interview people. And this was my dream. But I've had other morning shows and I've had other partners and I've done this in several different states. But this, in my opinion, is the best show I've ever been involved in and is the most fun I've ever had. And Trisha's the best partner I've ever had. Now, not to take anything away from anybody else I ever worked with, but This makes me very happy.
Thanks, Brian.
This is a good situation.
And you're not just saying that because I'm standing here or sitting here looking at you?
No, I talk like that about you when you're not around. So,
well, I really enjoy what we've got here.
Well, good.
It's a lot of fun. And I'm glad that you're a part of it, Anna.
Well, I was just like,
Did you ever think, I'm 23, I'm going to be on this radio show?
No, but I definitely remember as a kid wanting to go into taxidermy for whatever reason.
Really?
Yeah.
Not that's funny to be a taxidermist,
no, but
that's really
like if you just took a survey, everybody in this building who dreamed of being a taxidermist, you would not be on that list.
Yeah, I don't really know what went through my...
Did you hunt or fish as a child?
No, but I remember going by a taxidermy office and asking what that was, and I was like, huh, that might be kind of cool, you know, but...
You're still a very young person. You could get into
you
this.
You could
True.
Do this.
And then my other job career that I really wanted as a kid... Not now, but is like a garbage person where you hang off the side of the
yes.
truck.
Yes.
We could arrange for you to do that for a day.
Yes.
Sign me up.
I mean, that's a hard job.
It is, and it's dangerous.
It is, but it's a necessity.
But as a kid, hanging off the side of a truck.
Just driving down the road. You're riding down the road.
When you're a child and you don't understand the difficulties that you face doing a job like that, that requires so much effort in every kind of weather, it seems like the coolest job ever. You get to be outside hanging on a truck riding down the road. That seems great as a child.
So those are your two dream jobs. Did you ever imagine yourself in radio, though?
I think at times. Like, I always listen. I think I listened to Quixie as a kid, like, growing up. Or just radio in general. And, like, being able to, like, talk on the air and have people listen to your voice. Like, that was a different sense of power. But, like, never, like... In real life, did I think I'm going to be working for radio?
So that day that you sent an email to Quixie and you said, hey, here's my resume. I'm interested in a job. Were you surprised when I emailed you back?
Yeah, I was really surprised. I didn't think it was going to be that quick. And I definitely didn't think it was going to be like, come on in and we'll interview you. So, yeah, it's crazy. That was over a year ago now.
Yeah. I remember the day that you came in and we talked to you and you did an air check and we gave you some news stories and the whole thing and you were done in no time.
Yeah, that was quick.
It was, you were able to, you just saw it and you knew what you needed to do and you had never done anything like it before. And when we went back and after you were gone, we listened to your air check and we were like, are you kidding me? Wow. And so it was definitely meant to be.
Oh, thanks, guys.
I'm glad you're a part of the team.
Glad to be here.
That's Out of the Newsroom with Anna. It's Brian and Trisha. We are Quixie 98.3.